This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stated mission of modern science is to dominate and control nature. It was born of the philosophies of Francis Bacon, who suggested we could learn to command nature in action, and of René Descartes, who wrote that mankind could become the masters and possessors of nature. This was science flipped on its head because the previous scientific philosophy saw nature as a perfect creation of God to be observed and understood. Take, for instance, water. Without water, we would not exist. And so the true value is in understanding the nature of water so that we can flow with it, not control it. For over 20 years, Japanese scientist Dr. Masaru Emoto studied the groundbreaking science of how the molecular structure in water transforms when exposed to human words, thoughts, and sounds. Dr. Emoto would simply label a sample of water with different written words, such as love and gratitude or I hate you. He would then freeze the water samples and capture them as they crystallized with high-speed microscopic photography. The results were astonishing. The crystals formed from water exposed to the words love and gratitude were clear, attractive, and symmetrical. And the crystals formed from I hate you were distorted, asymmetrical, and opaque. Over and over again, water samples exposed to positive intention formed the hexagonal snowflake-like patterns indicative of structured water found in nature. And samples exposed to negative intention would lose its structure and mutate, which was also found to be true with samples of polluted water. Decades of repeated experiments have clearly shown that water is transformed when exposed to human word, thought, and sound. Dr. Emoto theorized that this is because water has consciousness. Russian studies have shown that water is imprinted by the energy of its environment, and it retains memory from everything it comes in contact with, even when separated. During the discovery of the genome, Dr. Bruce Lipton was studying cellular behavior at Stanford University and discovered that our genes switch on or off based on their environment. Human beings are made of about 50 trillion cells, and each cell is its own little creature that eats, digests, reproduces, and forms communities. Each individual cell is constantly reading the quality of its environment through its outer membrane skin. This includes stressful emotions sensed via chemicals in the bloodstream. And when we are stressed, negative, or fearful, then our cells will switch into their own version of fight or flight mode. They will stop the process of self-healing and begin the process of self-defense. And conversely, when we are feeling positive emotions, our cells will be switched into self-healing and the body will thrive. Dr. Lipton's discoveries were ignored by modern science, who opted for drugs and surgery over love and happiness. This began the field of epigenetics and answered the question of nature versus nurture. Experiments have shown that a living creature will thrive on a genetic level when nurtured. Malignant tumor cells have been reversed, and many people claim to have cured themselves of all sorts of disease, including cancer, by shifting and maintaining their mental attitude into a positive one. Official science will predictably call this spontaneous remission, but it is well documented. The cell protects itself by its membrane, which has a coating of negatively charged sugar crystals in a suspension of water. Most people think of water as being very special because of its ease of existence in three different states: liquid, ice, and vapor. But the water in our body is not in any of these states. The water that makes up our cells is in the gel state. Science is now recognizing a fourth state of water, known as the gel state, or structured water. This fourth state is an electropolar state, whereas some of the water becomes a negatively charged gel, and the rest, known as bulk water, maintains a positive charge and remains more like a liquid. This electropropulsion creates movement and kinetic energy. This is how the blood is moved throughout our body. The latest evidence shows that the blood is pumping the heart, not the other way around. And it's the gel state water that propels the blood. To thrive, this natural propulsion system requires a connection to the earth, sunlight, positive human connection, and peace of mind. Your body is made up of over 50 trillion cells, and each one's health is dependent upon your own. Our happiness.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They already designated him with no proof as a Russian agent and turned these systems loose on him and the American people. So Trump has said when he gets in, he is going to purge the leadership of the U.S. attorneys, all of them, which Clinton did that as well, so it's constitutional. That's why they say he's going to be a dictator. He's going to kill everybody and prosecute his political enemies. They're the ones that have been doing that. All he's got to do is remove them, and he's been provided with lists now and is now listening to people that knows who's who. I mean, well, let me tell you, the deep state really came after me in 2018 when I went on air and said, Fiona Hill is on the board of George Soros' Open Society. Fiona Hill is one of the top writers at theglobalist.com. Fiona Hill, working with McMaster, are inside operatives, and they're the moles. And, man, I mean, they all hell broke loose. And she went on 60 Minutes and said, I don't even know what a globalist is. And so that's why they said they're not going to let Trump get in. So they said he was a Russian to the intelligence agencies. And the intelligence agencies created the fake dossiers, used cutouts. Now they're saying he's going to be a dictator, and so he's got to be stopped. And I believe, like they did with JFK, because he wasn't going along with the Federal Reserve, they are already have the plans and blueprints ready. I guarantee you they're trying to poison him right now. And if that doesn't work, they'll either blow his airplane up or shoot him. So you're kind of counting your chickens before they're hatched, and I hope you're right that he gets in. But I don't think they're going to let him get in unless there's a big enough uproar up front to let the establishment know that we're watching them and are aware. And there may be such an awakening now that they do back off. That would be their smarter course than try to reinfiltrate in the future. But I don't believe they're going to do that. I believe this is the critical juncture, the heart of the battle. It's the Waterloo, and they're outnumbered, they're surrounded, and they're not going to surrender. And so if Napoleon could have assassinated his enemies instead of being defeated, he would have done that. And so I use the Napoleon analogy. So it's the globalist in the bunker like Hitler in 1945. The problem is they're still in control of the bureaucracy. So we are waking everybody up. Populists are being elected everywhere, all over the world. The globalists are in trouble. So now they're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at us. And so that's where I stand on that. Is Jack still there?
He is. He is. And we also have Elon on here. He did say that connections to your account, the reason you couldn't join is it'll take a few more hours for all the connections to be restored. But you were thanking Elon earlier. He's on stage, Alex, for you to thank him and ask him any questions you have or vice versa. Elon, how are you?
Good, Mario. it's been quite a – these are tumultuous times, wild times indeed. As you just mentioned, when there's an account with a large number of followers that is restored to the system, there are a lot of connections that need to get you have to re-knit the thing together, so that takes several hours. that Alex's account should be working, I think, probably, you know, in a few hours. The rule that we're trying to follow here is to obey the law. So obey the laws of the United States, obey the laws of the countries in which X is present, and really do our best to not go beyond the law on the premise that if the people wish the law to be different, then the people will ask their representatives or their leaders to change the law. But otherwise, our goal is to hew as closely to the law as possible. So if somebody says something that is unlawful, then we will take action. If someone does not do something that is unlawful, then we would aspire to not take action. If the laws change, of course, then we will adjust our behavior accordingly. So that's sort of the general approach that we're taking. And now that we have community notes, which, while it's not perfect, I think is the best fact checking that I've seen on the internet. And so if someone were to post false information, they can be community noted. It's always important to say, like, no fact-checking system is perfect. If perfection is the standard, you can just basically dispense with all fact-checking because nothing will be perfect. But really, it's really how good is the batting average of any fact-checking system. My observation of community notes is that the batting average, the probability that the note is correct, is very high, much better than anything else that I've seen on the internet. And everything in community notes, the code, the data, everything is open source. So you can independently recreate the outcome of any note as a third party. So it's full transparency. So I think that having the community notes capability is a very powerful, it's the most powerful disinformation weapon that I'm, you know, for actually combating disinformation.
Can I throw something in real quick here?
Sure.
Look, this is why I believe what people were saying and actually questioned and for a little while thought it might not have happened. We were lied to about WMDs in Iraq. We were lied to about anthrax in Iraq. There was Operation Northwoods.
That is true.
There was Operation Northwoods in 2000. ABC News, declassified. U.S. government plan to stage fake mass shootings and blowing up airlines with people that would take off and would land, CIA, and then they would actually just blow up a drone plane and then claim a mass event happened or claim a mass fake shooting happened. So Jussie Smollett lied about what he did. Hezbollah and Hamas, Hezbollah ran it, did kill a lot of Israelis. I condemn the attack. But it wasn't true that they cut a bunch of kids' heads off. Even the White House and Israel has to admit that. Well, people came out and said they didn't believe that there was proof that Hamas cut heads off. So the establishment view was they did cut heads off, but they didn't. So how do we penalize people that, I mean, if somebody wants to believe the earth's flat, they have a right to, and the community knows everybody else can challenge them. But it's the establishment lying so much that makes people not believe anything, and then they lose faith in everything. I'm actually worried about this because a lot of my audience knows so disillusioned, they think I'm an agent or something too. I'm not. So I don't know how we handle this, but I think the government and the media and the think tanks and the PR firms, the propaganda firms, as Elon rightfully said, have been lying professionally so much they poison the well where no one knows what to believe. They've created a smoke screen, and so I don't know how we deal with that other than getting the community.
Alex, I just want to be clear. Like, you know, Hamas does have a habit of cutting off heads. They're quite proud of cutting off heads. This particular circumstance, perhaps there is some uncertainty, but they do cut off a lot of heads, and that is there's no question about that. And they appear to be quite jubilant. They're quite happy when they cut these heads off.
I don't like Hamas. I don't like the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't like Hezbollah. You're right. That is a hallmark.
They're proud of cutting off heads. My observation.
No, and I agree. Yosemite Sam, his hallmark is shooting his guns in a red beard and short. Hamas's calling card is cutting off heads. I totally agree.
But I'm saying they do that a lot.
You're right.
Yeah.
Elon, do you mind if I jump in for a second? You know, share one thought in response to Ed's question, which is, I think there's two kinds of ways to worry. If you're worried about the spread of misinformation or false facts, one is let's deal with the content of the speech itself. And Elon talked about community notes as being, yeah, imperfect though it is, maybe the best method out there on the internet. And I think that that's one set of discussions to have. That's quite a different thing from what the law certainly looks at as the most draconian First Amendment violation, which is what it calls a prior restraint, which is to previously just restrain a person from speaking, period. And I think that that is, no matter what the content of the speech is, it's quite a different thing to say that because of who you are or what you have said in the past, you may not say another thing in the future. And so I just think that those are two different concepts. And I just, for one, just wanted to share my experience of my Alex Jones experience, if I may.
That is perfectly said.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You don't cut somebody's tongue out.
Yeah.
Even if I did back in the past.
But you know what? If people say false things, they deserve to have the consequences for that particular speech aired out in the marketplace of opinions. And community notes is one feature of doing that. And I think that's a legitimate discussion to have. But the idea, first of all, let's just make the observation that if somebody has once said a bad thing, then they'd be restrained from speaking. Most people who have been in a position of prominence in the U.S. federal government would not be allowed to speak again in other forums if that was the standard we were applying. Right? I mean, you think about anybody who's been in the CIA or the FBI in a position of saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story was false or COVID didn't start in a lab in China. So we could go down that whole rabbit hole. But,
I mean, as Alex said earlier, I mean, and this is not meant to be any kind of attack on George Bush, but George Bush did say, George Bush II did say that there were WMDs in Iraq. He said it not once, but many times, he did not have sufficient evidence to make that.
And a lot more people died as a consequence of that statement than of anything that Alex Jones has incorrectly said. But Alex, I think one of the things I just wanted to share with people is that I was actually just curious about this guy, Alex Jones. I'd never met him, but I happened to be in Texas. I visited the southern border and, I popped in Austin on the way back or somewhere. I forget where we were. And I heard Alex Jones that's where he was. I said, I want to meet this guy that everybody says don't meet. And so we sat down and I was actually surprised. And we actually aired it on X or I put out clips of it on X. I can't remember in like a podcast format. And so for me, it was just interesting and eye opening. And I think it would be interesting and eye opening for a lot of people as well to sort of know that there are people who would have ever thought made some mistakes, said some things that were wrong, and said some other things that were dead right that nobody else was saying either. And the way that we get to the bottom of what's true is actually hearing one another. And when people say something false, they deserve to be held accountable.
Exactly.
So I think that's it's a cool thing that, hopefully we're able to have more of that rather than less because of the existence. I mean, this platform didn't exist. That avenue of sorting out bad speech through more speech doesn't really exist on the internet or in our culture. And so I think that that's, in response to that, a good thing, not a bad thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. And actually, to just elaborate on the public relations firms, PR firms, which really should be called propaganda firms, because that's literally, public relations is literally a propaganda word for propaganda. You can read the history of how public relations was developed.
Edward Bernays.
Correct. So the way that PR firms actually corrupt the media is actually in a very significant way is that journalists are paid very little as journalists, but they can later retire and join a PR firm and make a lot of money on the basis of the articles they've written in the past and their contacts at their publication. So there is actually a strong monetary incentive, very strong, for corruption of the traditional media.
Elon, it's so glad you said that because people don't understand that's how these work, and I'm just now learning about that. The PR firms are so powerful. They're full of intelligence agency former people. So just like a general will sign off on some bad weapon system, then he retires and gets on the major board of the defense contractor for $5 million a year, it's a revolving door. And so that's why when these big PR firms snap and say jump, the media says how high, and you're absolutely right. When it comes to fact-checking, they're really one of the most nasty, deceptive groups out there.
Yeah, they're propaganda firms. It would just make a lot more sense if you just think PR firm equals propaganda. PR equals propaganda. That is literally what it means. The public group should really understand that public relations literally just means propaganda. PR firm means propaganda. And the PR firms have very strong control over the traditional media because that's where journalists go to retire and make tons of money. So there's a very strong monetary incentive for journalists to do what the PR firms say because they know that that is where they're going to get rich in the future.
Bingo.
Elon, a question is more for Alex. And Alex, me and Alex were discussing it before you jumped on, is the pressure, if any, that you've faced since reinstating or since you said you'll reinstate Alex. Now, Alex, kind of referred to extreme scenarios where your life could be in danger because of what you're doing with X. I know you mentioned it briefly in one of the first spaces we had. You made a joke about, hey, guys, if something happens to me, I'll never commit suicide. But how much pressure have you faced in recent months? Obviously, we've seen the back and forth with a few organizations that are trying to censor others. And has that increased since you reinstated Alex?
I mean, at this point, reading the sort of legacy media is just depressing. I accidentally, once in a while, will go see like Google News or whatever, or Yahoo News or whatever, some random thing. I'm like, this is just. I mean, frankly, the quality of the propaganda isn't even good. Look, if you're going to do propaganda, at least make it entertaining. And I find it's dull, boring. And just not even well written.
That's right. They'll put out one thing and then they all parrot it.
It's like lazy propaganda. It's like work harder.
We've got Andrew Tate here as well. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, friend. I'm in the middle of a poker game, but since this is the battle for humanity against the Satanists and the Matrix with its constant deception of the populace, I thought I would jump in and say hello to everybody.
Your thoughts, hello. Andrew? Your brother on earlier. Tristan, come on earlier. Your thoughts on Alex Jones being back on X?
I'd rather hear his thoughts on Elon Musk being the biggest maverick of the last 500 years. I'm not kissing ass here, Elon. You've got big ones, man, on every front. You are literally overturning the entire power structure. I was just going to say this when Andrew get in, but I just want to say this while you're here. I mean, you are literally changing the entire paradigm. And you've definitely got the system scared. And so everybody needs to support X. Everybody needs to support the sponsors on X. I personally am doing all my Christmas shopping this year with all the great gadgets and stuff that are on X. But I'm going to shut up now. But I would imagine, since I'm talking about Alex Jones, I'd like to hear Andrew Tate talk about or ask questions to Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, Alex is certainly a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And I'm extremely happy he's back. I've celebrated that publicly. But Alex nailed it. Elon is taking the biggest risk here. It takes unlimited energy to propagate lies. You have to continually repeat them, and you have to continue to try and falsify information and hide the truth to keep lies afloat. And this simple purchase, you call it simple, the purchase of a simple website has literally cracked the matrix in real time, and it becomes extremely difficult now to run the psyops they were previously running and enslave the populace, which is their primary goal. So Elon is a hero, absolutely. And the risks you are taking, Elon, I don't think many people at home actually understand the gravity of the risks you are taking, because your ability to speak freely is heavily leveraged against your insignificance. You're only allowed to speak if nobody listens to you. And if you get big and people start listening, they're going to come at you hard. And I think I'm not completely versed, but from what I understand, Elon's already suffering the lawfare tactics, which they're going to do. They're going to keep pulling out the hat to try and slow him down or
stop him. Andrew, let me interrupt before I forget. I don't give any attention. The same law firm that came after me with these PR firms, there is a three-letter agency running this. Not all of them, but let's just say it starts with a C and it ends with an A. Sorry, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's liberal NGOs which will sponsor agents of the Matrix. They'll sponsor females to end up in a house party and then lie to try and then put you in a Romanian jail cell and get you sitting with the cockroaches in a...
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's a very scary world where you get to a point where you're only trying to tell the truth, and they're going to punish you for that using endless lawfare. And this battle has only just begun. But the Matrix has truly cracked now, and it's going to be extremely hard to lie to us like they did before with X the way it currently is. And I think it came at exactly the right time. I almost... Without trying to sound pessimistic, there was a point where I kind of felt like I was losing hope. You couldn't tell the truth about anything. Everything was a lie. Everything from head to toe was a lie. And they're trying to lock us all back in our houses again. And we can finally talk about it. It's truly heroic. And Elon's taking massive risk. And the respect I have for him for doing that is enormous.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what happened. I'm going to shut up. So I won't hear from Elon. But this is so historic. Elon Musk's courage, and it's true, I'm saying, has broken the back of the globalists. They'll never be able to turn this around again unless they have a nuclear war. Elon Musk has broken their back.
Well, I guess some people are afraid to die, but I'm not.
And you know what? It's kind of crazy because I was talking to someone the other day and I was explaining, they were asking about my seizure, how they took all my houses, all my money, all my cars, blah, blah. And I said, you never truly own anything on this earth anyway. You can have a piece of paper that says you own it, but if you piss off the government structures, they just get a judge to stamp a different piece of paper and you no longer own it. The only thing you own is your soul and your integrity. And this is the one thing they cannot take away from you, no matter what they do to you. And that is the best feeling on earth. It doesn't matter if you can sell your soul to the devil and repeat what they want you to say, but then you truly own nothing. And yeah, I think that as history books look back on this pivotal moment when X was finally freed and the information of the world could finally be spoken freely, I really do believe we're on the right side of history. And if you were to ask me if there's anything worth dying for, it would be for the freedom of humanity and to be on the right side of history. So I agree with you absolutely, Elon.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, I'm just generally in favor of civilization and the furtherance of civilization. And I think we should always be concerned that we can regress as a civilization, and if you study history, you just see the arc of one civilization after another as the civilizations rise and fall through history. We've been in a period of civilization rising very rapidly, but we should be concerned that we may be cresting, we may subside, and there have to be many times where I get late stage civilization vibes. And I'm just worried that maybe we're cresting as a civilization and perhaps headed for a fall. So, yeah.
Well, I agree with you because I truly believe, and a lot of people have said this before me, this is not an original idea, but I think as AI and machines and tech increases, a lot of people are going to be deemed useless by the overlords. And then you have to sit and decide, what are they going to do with all these people who have hopes and dreams and they want health care and they want a garden and they want a house to live in and they don't want to be treated like cattle? They're going to become extremely inconvenient. So I don't think many people at home understand that this war cannot be avoided. I've had a lot of people who understand why they threw me in jail in Romania and understood I've done nothing wrong. And they said to me, why do you take up this fight? Why you don't just delete your Twitter and disappear and drive a Ferrari all day? And I explained that this war cannot be avoided. You're either on the front line and you're fighting for something, or you're sitting waiting to die. You're waiting for the Mongol horde to come over the horizon and chop your head off.
No, I totally agree with it. And just to throw this in there, if you read, and Elon, I knew you were doing great work. When I saw you 6 months ago at the World Government Summit, where they're all just saying, we're going to make everybody eat bugs and we'll make the decisions to put microchips in them. And you said, we don't want a centralized system. We want a diverse system. We want firewalls. And I don't agree with this Tower of Babel you're building. They know that we go through cycles and they want to artificially create a great reset collapse, in their own words, to make everybody else poor, consolidate power, and they'll have a smaller type 2 civilization for themselves. And I think you're trying to build a type 2 civilization, or even a type 1 civilization, I should say, for all of us. And right. You said we need to have a debate about going interstellar. We've got to expand or we collapse. And Elon Musk is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't stay in stasis. You either expand or you collapse.
You either grow or you collapse. You don't. The steady state is basically an impossibility. So you have to pick it. You have to make a choice. Do you want to grow civilization, or do you want to decline and collapse? And because you know, steady state is not stable. So, and I say we grow, and I say we expand, and we have more humans, and we become a multi-planet species and a space-faring civilization, and ultimately be out there among the stars. And I think that is the exciting, inspiring thing for the future, not a declining human civilization that dwindles to nothingness and where humanity dies with a whimper.
And that's the bottom line. I think it is a battle of people who believe in humans and humanity and want it to expand against people who are so selfishly going through the earth and so selfishly orientated that they don't care about expanding civilization. They just want to control the humans that are currently here.
And Andrew, I totally agree with you.
And arrogance.
I totally agree. Let me throw this caveat because I've read the writings Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Club of Rome, they know we could easily expand. There's plenty of room, hundreds of billions of known galaxies. They know that this is just a seed that's going to not just grow into one giant oak, but an entire forest, an entire universe. And so they want to shut everybody else down because they can't have competition with the Elon Musk that come out of the general public. They want a global tyranny so they can direct it and control it so that they direct the expansion. And we can't let that happen because they literally talk about it, Agenda 21, the official UN plan, a 90% world population. So we need to go with the Elon Musk plan. And that's why I tell people that get upset. They go, Elon Musk is involved in every advancing technology. The globalists are pushing that too. Well, technology is like a gun. It's whose hand it's in. And so we need the gun in the people's hands, the gun of expansion, instead of in the globalist hands. And so just because Elon Musk is on the cutting edge of every technology, don't fear the technology like some troglodyte. Fear us not being in control of it. And Elon is saying we need it to be an expansionary human explosion of competition and freedom, not some new dark age with a tiny breakaway civilization that's only working for itself. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, but you're completely right, because if Elon doesn't push these boundaries, they will push these boundaries, and once they have the sole control and the monopoly over such technologies, it's over for all of us. And I don't think most people understand. It simply is the humanistic view against the death cult view, and there's people in the world who have no interest in growing humanity, no interest in advancing the species as a whole. Their interest is in power and control, and all they want to do is have absolute power over the people that currently exist and their children, and you can talk about all the perverse reasons they want to do those exact things. But it's truly scary, and all the people at home who don't really understand the gravity of this fight, they seem to think it's right wing, left wing, ha ha ha.
Yes, exactly. They're thinking about it the wrong way. Sorry, I just got a little extra. This right left is the wrong way to think about it. It's the sort of the extinctionist versus the pro humans. And once you see that it's extinctionists versus the pro-humans, then it becomes very clear.
So, Elon, when are you going to – I know you got 100 irons in the fire, but I've really – when you talk about we need to create a plan B for humanity, well, that's really –
No, it's not a plan B. An alternate
master plan, because the globalists are controlled right now. You're trying to wrest control with us, helping. I mean, when are you going to put out your battle plan, or are you already putting it out of pieces?
No, I mean what I'm saying is that actually I think we should expand humanity. Like basically we should have basically more kids. Population should increase, and we should become a multi-planet species and make life multi-planetary, build a self-sustaining civilization on Mars, and then ultimately, you know, this will be long after I'm dead, probably, but almost certainly we can go to other star systems and go out there and, I don't know, maybe we'll find some long-dead alien civilizations. And I don't think we want to be one of those lame one-planet civilizations that never got beyond, you know, its home planet. What are the aliens going to think of that? It's like we got to make a good showing. Team Human.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream. by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Children are bad. We're ugly. Humans create, you know, all this racial division. They want us to hate each other, so we just give up, roll over, so the globalists can have the future.
I would just like to say here...
The globalists are short-sighted, too, because the thing is that you can't really separate yourself from civilization. So I think those who are sort of advocating... I think it's just logical to be pro-civilization. You don't actually necessarily have to be altruistic. You just have to think long-term and say, obviously, you cannot exist in any good way without civilization. I mean, just look at... Watch one episode of Naked and Afraid and see how much you want to go live in a forest by yourself.
We're in a super pivotal moment now, and the reason we're in a pivotal moment is because the machines cannot do the policing as of yet. My brother and I often talk about how bad COVID would have been if they had Terminator machines. You didn't have your mask on. You couldn't even appeal to the empathy of the person who knew how insane it all was. As soon as the machines control the policing, it's absolutely over, and we're not that far away. So we're in a very pivotal period now where the bravery that's required to resist the globalist oppression has to happen now. Soon the technology will exist. And it's over for everybody.
We are at a critical crossroads right now in the entire future of the human destiny. And I call it Plan B, but I mean, Elon, what do you call it? Just an alternate plan for humanity? Because we can have a debate because the Black Rocks and the globalists are right now in control. If they were 100% control, you and others felt rested to maybe they're in 80% control. They're losing control very quickly as people discover what they're doing. But what would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just team humanity?
Yeah, team humanity. Absolutely.
That sounds. I think like something that is really important is like you just literally have to have kids, or there's no next generation. Alex, do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I'm not as prolific as you, but I wish I was. They're the best thing in my life. I have four.
Okay, great. And Andrew?
I do have a few. I won't let you down, Elon. I'm coming.
Okay,
I'm coming to take over your title. I'm coming to take over. I'm doing my best. You know, I've got to use my good looks for something.
Well, I think we ought to encourage people to have kids. And
this is the bottom line argument. This is what is so important. We just talked about how the globalists are ultimately selfish and only care about their own power.
Most of the globalists don't have children.
And of course, because they're selfish.
Here's the thing. You guys are all attacking the globalists, but if you ask a globalist, like I have friends who I would consider globalists. You ask them, their ideologies are aligned that they believe that somebody living across the world is just as valuable as somebody who lives in America. And I know, you know,
they've already enslaved the third world, and then
but that's not how everybody who you would categorize as
there's a lot of useful idiot globalists.
That's not
globalists at the top are depopulationists. Their religion.
So maybe if you want to look at the top, you can say globalists at the top. Some of them might have that view, but you know, if you just talk to an ordinary person who views themselves as a globalist, they're not saying, oh, you know, I'm evil. They're not an evil person. They just have this belief that every human being around the globe is equal.
I would call that an internationalist. That's an internationalist. A globalist wants one world government run by corporations.
Yeah, well, I think you can label them differently, but I think if you talk to somebody...
Well, Henry Kissinger was a globalist. Zbigniew Brzezinski was a globalist. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but their number one rule is the earth is too small. We can't expand. We've got a bean count and put everybody on rations. We've got a social engineer and end the normal human program because humans are failed. And they want to turn us into factory farm humans. Those are a lot of surprise.
I'll answer the question.
Sorry, guys. If we can just say, like, so some of these titles are a little confusing. If someone's an internationalist or a globalist, I think what can achieve some disambiguation here is to say, like, does someone have as an axiomatic belief that there are too many people on the earth, or do they not? Do they believe that the earth can sustain the current population, or do they think it cannot? Now, the reality is earth can actually handle a human population probably 10 times larger than the current population. Earth is actually very sparsely populated by humans. We only see density because if we're in a dense urban environment like New York or Boston, London or something like that. But here would be a good test. If you took a plane from LA to New York and you try to drop a bowling ball and hit somebody, your chances of success are basically zero.
You'd have to drop 10,000 bowling balls, maybe.
Yes. I'll tell you sort of something that may scare people a little bit is that there are thousands of objects falling onto Earth from space all the time. But how often do you hear about someone actually getting hit by falling by meteorites?
Absolutely. There's one known case of a woman in her house getting hit by one.
Elon, yeah. I want to just respond to Ed actually for a second, because again, when it comes, I think it's good to get a good counter view here. I think that there's two different things going on, Ed. I know what you're trying to say, but there's a separate point about your obligations, right? So you can, and I believe a lot, everything has been said about the importance of expansionism for humanity being pro-civilization and expansion pro-human race to win. That's like a separate axis, though, from saying where are your obligations where you are, right? So we talked about procreation and family. Then we talked about the nation. Well, look, I have two kids. As a father, my moral obligation, I believe, is first and foremost to my family. And then, let's say, as a president, my moral obligation is to the citizens of the nation that I lead. And then you can worry about hunger in the Congo or whatever else needs to happen in the Darfur or in other places. And so I don't think that you're saying necessarily that life.
Charity begins at home.
Exactly. And that's not saying that life abroad is any less valuable inherently. And so when you say like the globalist view is that all it's saying is that all life is equal wherever it is on Earth, it's not like I think the view, an alternative view, is countering that. There's also just a separate place in terms of where you're situated where's your obligation, right? As a father, it's to your family. As a president, it's to your country. And just because you believe that's the hierarchy of your obligations means somebody else is the leader of one of those other countries. And that's an obligation that they have too, but that's like a different discussion.
Well, the neoliberals in their own PR, they're the ones doing the worst things on the earth. They just say, oh, we want global government because we want to give Africa's representation. Then they lock them down for 3 years and starve 30 million of them to death and then organize them to flood us as a political underclass. This is cold-blooded Henry Kissinger, State Department Memorandum 200. I mean,
it's not black and white.
I think it's two different conversations.
But what is black and white? What I do believe is black and white is simply, if you read a history book, you'll see the worst things that humanity have ever done have been done with good intentions. That's what's so bad about evil acts, is that people think they're doing the right thing. And that's the most dangerous thing about it. And this idea that they look at all human life as sacred and all the same, I actually disagree. I think the reason they will prioritize people in a third world country, for example, you'll say it's because they see us as equal. I think it's because they see us now as spoiled and annoying. They don't like that we need pensions and living space and healthcare. They simply want slaves and a robot class, and they'll do anything it takes to get it, and they'll get it from anywhere they can. And when someone comes along and says, well, my intentions are good, I'm not interested in that, because you can name any Holocaust or any atrocity in history. The people didn't think they were the bad guys. They often thought they were the good guys. And I guess the easy way to look at life is you want to be having as many children as possible. You want to pray other people do the same, and you want those people to enjoy freedom.
The clown. Oh, yeah. You don't just get beautiful Christmas music on Christmas Eve. Send in you get Blue Eyes. Frank Sinatra. A little ode to the Democratic Party.
Don't bother.
They're here.
They're here.
All right, great transmission tonight. Sunday Night Live is coming up here in a few minutes at Infowars.com/show and on stations across the country. If you want to, again, see the full Spaces on X interview with myself, Elon Musk, and a bunch of other interesting people, the whole thing is posted right now at Infowars.com on the front page, the live show feed. But for myself, the rest of the crew, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless us all, as Tiny Tim says in the Christmas Carol. So have a great Christmas with your family. For myself, the whole InfoWars crew, again, Merry Christmas and God bless us everyone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.